the Ledger and Lake regular board meeting, June 20th, 2016.
We have a discrepancy in our time, Steve. You're the administrator. Make sure that's pushed forward 30 seconds. The task of the year. Good evening, everybody.
Congratulations.
I'd like to call to order the regular board meeting of the Village of Round Lake of June 20th, 2016 at 7 o'clock. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee
Trissman. Present.
Thank you. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Thank you, John. Make it a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of June 6, 2016. Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any discussion, changes, or amendments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, is there any public comment this evening? Good evening, Dina Patel. Thank you for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda with items as follows. 5.1 through 5.9. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $163,011.47. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending June 12, 2016 in the amount of $148,097.96. 5.3, adopt an ordinance adopting prevailing wage rates to be paid to laborers, mechanics, and other workers performing construction of public works for the Village of Round Lake. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving the purchase of an S-70 Bobcat skid steer from Atlas Bobcat in amount not to exceed $26,128. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a proposal from Overhead Door of Lake and McHenry Counties to replace the steel entry doors at the well number 3 building in an amount not to exceed $4,340. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution approving a proposal from Sovereign Fence Incorporated to install a chain link fence around the back property of the public works facility in an amount not to exceed $11,350. Item 5.7, adopt an ordinance establishing salary and compensation for elected village officials. Item 5.8, adopt a resolution approving expenses for mosquito abatement program with Clark Environmental Mosquito Management Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $25,800. And item 5.9, adopt an ordinance amending the village code and creating a new classification of liquor licenses for bring your own, in parentheses, quote, BYO, establishments.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Is there any discussion? Very good. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trissman.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 through 6.4 from the Clerk's Office. Madam Clerk.
Judy, can you come up here, please?
I am.
Lucky to be able to serve with her on the village, and thank you for your hard work and service. you went from this to allow people and administrators, and you're still here, so congratulations.
You're here. Thank you.
I forgot, Wayne, you have to put up with him too. Thank you. Just want to let everybody know that the 4th of July parade, the 4th of July parade is on 4th of July, Monday, and it's going to start at 9 a.m. down around Lake Beach, go down Cedar Lake Road to Washington, over to the baseball field. And I know...
Do we have anyone who knows that they are not going to be joining us? Or is everyone planning on joining in? Okay, then the Friday before, we'll look to redecorate the float yet again. And I'll give everybody, I'll shoot an email to you or text and let you know what time. It'll probably be like 1:30-ish again on Friday, because I don't want to keep them there all the time either. Thank you.
Thank you. And then...
And let all of the whiny people who complained about our Memorial Day service being quiet, that this will be a noisy parade.
And wet. And wet.
Yeah,
and wet.
So right over the halfway.
The village will be closed on Monday, July 4th. And so that means that the next board meeting is Tuesday, July 5th. That's it.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 7.1 from administration, adopt a resolution for land development agreement. Motion made by Trustee Crailey, seconded by Trustee Foy. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to table this. We haven't had enough information to really go through this, so I'd like to motion to table.
I'll
second it. A motion to table by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Discussion?
I agree with Trustee Newby. I think we still have some more information to
vet
on this before we can make a vote.
And there's too many what-ifs.
Mm-hmm. Can I have some of the what-ifs? At the last committee of the whole meeting, we discussed this in quite great detail, and I thought we were in favor of moving it forward. If I could have a reason why to table it, it would be good for the minutes.
I thought you said, Mr. Mayor, I think you may act on the motion. We don't have enough information. We have a lot of sites we received in the packet. We weren't prepared, and I actually feel the staff's not prepared. So I would like to go out to these sites and see the before and afters, and I do not have time for one day of the event. So that is why I'm requesting that.
And I'm concerned about liability issues. Something should happen. How well we cover what's going to cost us to go to ride it on the train, etc.
I'll refer to our legal counsel who drew up a contract. Luke, if you care to comment on that?
At the committee of the whole meeting, the last time we were all together, we got the framework for what became the version of the agreement that's in front of you tonight. And I worked on this extensively, and I had an opportunity to speak with Dan Powell. We spoke for about 45 minutes on this past Friday, after he was able to review this version of the agreement. What we focused on was the issues, Trustee Foy, that you just raised, ensuring that the property is returned to the village in adequate condition. We know that the use that EA Development is going to put the property to is not the final use of this tract of land. And we want to ensure that it's left in a good condition that allows it to transition to whatever its final use or next use will be. So in order to make sure that we leave ourselves in a good condition to have the property returned to us, we inserted a number of different insurance provisions. One of the types of insurance that DA Development is going to be required to obtain is pollution insurance. We know that he's going to be doing two things. He's going to be putting dirt into the property that came from elsewhere. He's also going to be taking dirt out and bringing it to different sites. When he brings in dirt from elsewhere, he will be required to have pollution liability insurance. So just in case that dirt contains anything that's harmful to the 57 acres, there will be a specific type of insurance that guards against that. Additionally, we are going to require DA Development to take out what we're calling a landscape bond, so that if DA Development returns the property to the village in a manner that we deem is not usable, we're going to have a bond in place that covers that and allows us to do the landscaping work required to bring the property into usable condition. At the end of the agreement, we inserted environmental protections that are about 3 pages long, every possible environmental protection that I could find, and added it into this contract just as an extra measure of protection. In case some type of hazardous or contaminated material is brought into the 57 acres while DA Development is using it, we've got everything we can think of to protect the village from a liability standpoint, and it would put the onus on DA Development for all cleanup and remediation that's required.
Sounds good. Good answer.
So a lot of concerns when you have unknown dirt being brought into your property, and we did our best to safeguard from everything that was concerned.
Perfect. Besides the ones that were in his package, those in the package that he gave us that had a lot of blocked ins and outs in them, there was a lot of redacted parts that was in there. And that gave me a concern because of two or three reasons. Number one, we can't find out what the track record is. And the track record is what I'm concerned about. If he messed up somewhere else, and now he's coming here, and if he messes up, do we have the money to be able to pull ourselves out of the hole? That's my main concern. And, you know, you're trying to cover it with insurance, but that still requires us to have him and them, and, you know, what's the stop from going chapter, what is it, 8-10 or whatever those things are.
Yeah.
My wife. Especially with that.
So as part of the contract, there's a provision in here that DA Development would have to certify to the village that it has never been found to have violated any environmental law or run afoul of any other regulation that impacts the dirt moving business. So he's got to sign his name for that.
Has he ever done that before? Has he ever done
that
in this particular scope before for someone else?
He answered that at the last committee of the whole meeting.
And what did he do?
He referred to a project that was finished on Allegheny Road by the railroad tracks, which is the nearest one to proximity. That is a project that was started and completed. And he's done a much larger project now in the village of Hawkard Woods. He also referenced the current one that was just recently finished, I believe, in Chicago Heights, Steve. He made several references to jobs that he has already done and given us those jobs if we wanted to do a follow-up.
Just like we had to prove it on a tour to see what we're getting. We've never known enough about this. I'd like to offer to go take a tour, or each one of us take a tour on our own, just to see what it is so we know what we're looking at. So that's why I'm asking for additional time also.
I'll leave this to a vote. I thought this was very well spelled out at the last committee of the whole meeting. We've had 2 weeks to investigate projects that Mr. Powell brought forward that he has done and completed in the area that he's currently working on. And I don't want to see us hold up a project because we didn't do our work in the last 2 weeks that he gave information for us to do. The legal document that Fessler has provided, I think, really covers every aspect that there could be for liability. I trust that document completely. I'm a little perplexed on this motion.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I talked to you earlier and told you that I'm not happy with receiving any documentation well enough in advance for us to look at. We have received a blank document with blank numbers that I had to be on it, and I told you that at that time I was going to be voting no if I come to the vote. And so that's what I'm asking to table it, so I can do my homework as a trustee, so I can move this process forward legally.
Any other discussion? We're discussing the motion to table, and then we'll vote on that, if I'm correct.
Procedurally, a motion to table supersedes any other pending motion. So there's technically two motions out there. There was a motion to approve the agreement, and then the motion to table was made. The motion to table supersedes the first motion. So a vote we take now is on the motion to table.
And that will either be an A or an A vote to go back to the original?
If we do table this matter, then the matter would be continued until the next trustee's meeting.
So now I have to make sure my motion is clear. I have to table it to the next board meeting.
So is there a reason for a vote then?
We would vote on the motion to table to continue this matter to the next trustee's meeting.
Okay. If the table can, if they say no, they don't want a table, then you go to it.
Then you would go back to the motion to approve the agreement.
Okay. If the motion to deny tabling this, we will approve it this evening?
Then you would vote on the motion to approve it.
The motion. But there wasn't a motion made.
Sure.
Was there a motion made to approve?
Okay.
So right now we need to make a vote, Madam Clerk, on whether we are going to table this or not.
Correct. That'd be a roll call.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Okay. Trustee Foy.
No, did not table.
Trustee Fry.
Yes, we're tabling.
Trustee Crowley.
No.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Trefan.
Aye.
Both?
4 to table.
We will table this until the next board meeting. May I get a motion for, under 14.1, Community Events Partnership.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'd also like to make a motion to table this also. I guess we didn't have to do enough documents to review it to speak to the community. I'd like to know why they were moving from our beach to us, and those are just going to have to be tabled.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by, to table by Trustee Newby, to second by Trustee Trippon. Discussion, please.
We have no supporting documents about anything that they're going to do. And they said they'll take care of everything, but we don't know what that entails or what that wouldn't entail. Is that really going to meet our needs, liability, and otherwise for our village since it's going to be on our property? So I don't see that we're ready to make this vote with absolutely no documentation from them whatsoever.
I would agree. This is something that has a nice, tasty, thick layer of frosting on it that I think we all want to see happen, but it's a complicated procedure. It needs a complicated agreement, a contract, and I don't think this is something that can happen this year in 2016. I would look forward to continuing conversation and support of the matter, but for this year, I agree.
Yeah, nothing to move forward on.
So we are, the right description of this, pardon me, to table this, do we have to call a later date, Mr. Glisson?
You could be more specific if we wanted to table it to a particular date.
I was about to ask that only question. How long do you want to table this for? 6 months?
Well, I was going to leave that to the rest of the mayor when he felt it was ready enough that we have enough information, we could come up with a date at that time. And the person who tabled it was also making a motion to bring it back to the floor. So if Mr. Mayor is ready, and he's ready, then I would be more happy to make the motion.
Let's leave it at that. If there's a trustee, liaison, special events, an administrator, we have communication with these people that we can pull it before January 1st of 2017. We can bring it back at that time. Otherwise, we'll look at January 1, 2017. Roll call?
Roll call.
Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trevin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Just to be clear, the motion was to table this until January 1st of 2017, unless further information presents itself. Correct?
And the mayor's correct that the person who tabled this has to be the most active.
Thank you. Item 14.2. We're going to have to, I guess, take a roll call vote on this. Route 53. Boy, never-ending Route 53. How long have you dealt with that, Doc?
15 years.
So here's the thing. This is titled Route 53 Support, which should have support letter. One of our neighboring communities who has been very involved in supporting Route 53, along with the village of Round Lake, I might add, is calling out for a written support letter from municipalities in the area that Route 53 is going to affect. People have been in the financial group and the environmental study group. As I reported last time, this has been, I don't want to say contentious, but quite an effort. A few weeks ago, for the record, the chairman of the Lake County Board, who has really been spearheading this project, announced and had a press release that he was no longer supporting the Route 53 plan. Said there was too many political, too many financial obstacles in the way, and he is backing away from it. Since that press release, one of the other community mayors has been reaching out to us to write a letter of support to the, what's the correct acronym? Illinois Tollway
and Highway Authority.
And Highway Authority. Pardon me for not knowing the acronym. Let's say for this. To the Tollway Authority. What is it, sir? Thank you. to write a letter of support for the Phase 1 engineering, which would go along with the EIS, Environmental Impact Study, to release, Kurt, help me out here. I asked Mr. Bauman from Baxter and Woodman to get some information for this. I mean, is it $40 million or is it $100
million? It's $40 to
$59
million. Okay. $100 million was a category for several projects in which 53
lies. So this is a $40 to $50 million study to see if it is feasible to build Route 53. $40 to $50 million. Now, I can tell you right now that I would be asking for your support to deny that if it was coming out of taxpayers' money. Okay? But it is not. It's coming out of the Illinois State Highway
Tollway
Authority. So it's budgeted money that's coming from them. It's not coming from our taxpayers. It's still $40 million.
I make a motion that Mr. Mayor, we approve the support of the property.
I second.
I have a motion to approve from Trustee Newby and a second from Trustee Fry. Is there any further discussion on this?
I just want to know to what end. We're going to spend $40 to $50 million. Where's the money coming from to build it? I think that the plan has been on the table for so long. Is it even still a viable plan, or is it something better be done? So I just don't know to
I've been retired for 5 years. I was on the original study committee that started like 10 or 12 years ago, so I served on a couple of these commissions, and it's been surrounded by all kinds of controversy and politics and everything else, and I'm not sure. They were 35 or longer than we were 5 or 6 or 7 years ago.
Or 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. You know, one of the things that came up in conversation talking to one of our trustees today was the fact of, you know, we don't have any authority over this. It's $40 million, and wouldn't we like to see some studies done that would improve our east-west congestion? Wouldn't we like to see that? But that's not tollway authority money. So, you know, I can't supply good direction on this one, guys, because my gut instinct is saying that you're throwing $40 million away, but if it's not a dime of yours and not a dime of mine, should we care?
Somewhere along the line, it's going to end up impacting us.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's going to impact us in some way, shape, or form, it's better to be quiet and sit in the game than to say, I don't want any part of it and go run away from it. Then we'll know nothing. We'll be in the dark. So that's my life.
Is there any further discussion? So we need to vote on whether we are going to approve a letter to the Illinois State Highway Toll Authority, damn, I can't remember that acronym, to support the EIS Phase 1 study. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
No.
Trustee Newton.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
No.
Trustee Foyt.
No.
And the tie, Mayor, it goes to you.
Well, dear Lord.
You're great.
My vote is no.
Okay.
Motion is denied.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay. Mayor's comments after that, I feel like I have made enough. The only comment that I have is discussion that was brought up at our last board meeting. I thought was engaging. I thought was professional. I thought we handled a topic that was a little contentious and a little uncomfortable about one of our local businesses, whether they should be here, whether they went through the, well, it was obvious they didn't go through the proper procedure. But I want to congratulate this board on the way you handled that last meeting, the way you voted on it, the topics that were brought up, the discussion that was made, I thought was fantastic. That's the only comment I have. Trustees' comments.
Tyler Lake Bowl has come to me several times. As everybody knows, Joey is in the building for about 40 years. He is interested in renting the property adjacent to this building where Classic Chassis is, to put a volleyball court and things like that. And I was kind of hoping maybe Steve could touch base with him and maybe he could come in here with some type of proposal for next spring.
He's willing to pay like $2,000
or getting out of that. He's willing to rent it until the road goes through. And then he's just going to play.
So this will be the property behind the Classic Chassis?
No, the whole property is the Classic Chassis.
All of it. He's interested in all of it.
Charlie, tell Joe to put together a solid idea, come knock on the door, make an appointment.
You got it. Thank you, Eric. You're great.
I just want to let everyone know that we had a SWACO meeting last week, and I think the tiers are in order. We, on our next billing, should probably see just a little bit of revenue after not having anything, and the commodities earnings just not enough. We might actually see something come forward So this might mean that there's a change in the commodities. It could be nothing, but the outlook is that the commodities might be moving upward a little bit. So that's a really good thing. The audit for SWALCO is in. I've made sure that Steve Kelsey, or that Wade has the audit, and Steve has some information from the board meeting as well. And then we can also decide if the commodities aren't going to help pay for SWALCO recycling to continue. Are we seeing enough of a future in this for us to remain a partner with them, put money into it again? This question very well could come up again at the beginning of the new year. So I've given the information to the front office and we'll see where that goes. So there you have it.
Thank you, Sue.
I'm getting quiet.
Russ?
Please.
Trustee Rodriguez.
He's
going to
need my time, too.
He's already spoken enough tonight.
I love that.
Come on, thank you, everybody. Any further business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:31.